朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
Thank you. If we know what is it that we are preaching, if we may become rivers of living water, wherever we touch, wherever we see, we want to share Christ. Wherever you come and touch it, you want to receive Christ. That we become a living person. And again, faith would cause us not to be afraid of adversaries. About a month ago, I was in Canada sharing a series of messages. First Peter chapter 5 is saying that Satan is like a roaring lion. What is he doing? He's on his own throat, seeking those whom he may devour. That's a lot like our love feasts at church. And I will tell you, Satan now, I was saying that he doesn't have to roam to and fro.
All you can eat. That's
all you can eat for him. All that he wants to consume. And the weakness of the children of God is everywhere. Being swallowed up by the enemy, it seems like it's everywhere. And when the church is strong, Satan needs to go and search out those who are weak that he may devour. And when the church is weak and fallen, Satan is tired of eating. He can eat all he wants. He can eat anything. So this is we need to rise up. So we need to be able to face our enemies and testify for the house of God. We know who we have
born.
We know where we come from. We know what we're doing. We know where we're going. You can take my life. You cannot take away the Lord in me. But sister, people can leave. And people can suffer harm in the daytime or in the afternoon. But in us, we should not fear the adversary. We're all on our way home. Isn't that right? I remember 3 years ago, the U clan had a family gathering.
闭，充满了困惑，充满了埋怨，充满了质问，为什么？为什么？为什么
？All doubts, all questions, all complaints, you keep asking why, why, why？
你透过神来看这些遭遇跟苦难的时候
，If you look at all your troubles through God，
你知道神不会做错事情
，You know that He will not do anything wrong。
神有美意的
，And you know that He has perfect pleasure。
所以我们要问 what？
So we're going to ask God what？
神你要我学什么？
God, what is it that you want me to learn?
神在这件事你要我得什么？
God, what is it that you want me to receive?
神在这件事情上你要我怎么样来回应他？
God, how do you want me to respond to you?
就这个就是真实的信心。
But this is real faith.
唯有认识耶和华的子民可以办成这件事。
Only the people of the Lord who knows Him can stand strong and do.
那保罗却分给你教会的第三件事情。
The third thing is that Paul.Praise the church of Philippi about.
他不仅因为他们的祷告，叫他们的爱心能够多而又多，在知识和见识上。
And now with the love increase more and more knowledge and discernment.
他说我要使你们能够分别是非。
You may be able to discern what is best.
真实的信心
，true faith，
会叫我们去竭力追求得着神的上头。
That will cause us to pursue.For the very best of God.
那不管你要 obtain 或 attain 都可以。
Whether to obtain or to attain,
你可以得到神的上好，或是达到神的上好。
Then you may receive or reach to God's very best.
有什么真信心
？True faith.
But it's not 我们在有限的人生里面。
In this limited lifespan,
我们不浪费我们任何的资源。
We will not waste any of our resources.
尤其是我们的生命。
Particularly our life.
不要说金钱、时间，我们不滥用。
Not to say money and time, but we will not waste
that. 生命绝对不浪费。
But this life that we have, we will not waste it.
追求那些上好的事情。
And pursue those things that are excellent.
就是被我们亲身的跟弟兄姊妹一起讲过信息的，到底什么是神的上好？
And few weeks ago, I shared with you what is the excellence of God.
哥林多前书第二章第九节说到，神为爱他的人所预备的，眼睛未曾看过，耳朵未曾听过，人心未曾想过。
First Corinthians says that the things that the Lord has prepared for us are those things that eyes have not seen, ear has not heard, and mind has not perceived.
这节圣经告诉我们，神给我们预备的是美端比的，是顶尖、顶尖、顶尖的。
The things that God has prepared for us, nothing can compare. They're the very best.
最好、最好、最好、最好。
They are the very best.
不管今天年轻人，你们心里面想到最想得到的礼物是什么
？Young people, regardless of what you think is the very best gift that you can get,
不管是 iPhone、iPhone 什么，什么 iRobot， 不管是什么
，No matter what toy that you can imagine,
就是被神为我们预备的是眼睛没有看过，耳朵没有听过，人心没有想过。
The things that God has prepared, the things that eyes have not seen, ear has not heard, and mind has not perceived.
最好。
This is the very best.
By
faith, the same. What God has prepared for me is the very best.
This is the very best.
This is the very best.
Amen. So, what's the best? What's the best?
The
very same person. 成为我们预备了。
What God has prepared for us, the very best, what is it?
耶稣基督
Jesus Christ.
圣经的根据是什么呢？
What is the foundation of the Word of God?
我们再读一次一节圣经就好了。罗马书八章三十二节。
Romans 8, verse
32.
Is there anything that you possess that is not part of this whole thing?
神连万物都想给你
，God wants to give you all things，
甚至甚至他连自己跟万物都白白给。
Even God has even said, I myself with all things I will give
you. 一点都不吝惜了。
He is not stingy about it.
因为他连他儿子都舍得给的话，没有一样不舍得给。
Because if he's willing and is able, he's willing to give his only son, there's nothing he would spare.
知道这个意思吗？
Do you understand now?
就是神给我们最好的，就是他的儿子。
The very best is his son.
所有的祝福都在他儿子里面。
All the blessings are in His Son。
也不是说第一章第三节，神在基督耶稣里面曾经赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。对不起。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, who has given us all blessings in Jesus Christ's Son。
我知道我有一个儿子在我身上，下次谁睡觉？
Now I know I possess a weapon to break all those who fall asleep。
两个人，身上眼睛张得很大，我只是故意嘛，他不会受伤的。
I'm just playing around. God has given us a son. And all the blessings and the heavenly places are in his son. Colossians says that all the natures of God is packaged in his son. So dear brothers, when Paul sees this, his entire heart, he wants to go after Christ. And he encouraged the church of Philippi to go after Christ. So dear brothers and sisters, and I want to ask again the question that I asked you when I went through the book of Joshua. You answer this to yourself. Do you have a very clear direction for your life? Maybe in a phrase, a sentence, or a couple of sentences that describe what is your purpose in your life. Why do you live? Is it just to extend what I'm going through right now for the next number of years? What is the purpose of my living? This is a very important question. Do we have a very clear direction or goal for our life? The second question. This particular goal. Does it have an eternal value? Is it according to the will of God? If you say my goal is to be as rich as Bill Gates, and you say, okay, my purpose is to be multilingual, or to be who, or so and so and so and so. Does it have an eternal value? In other words, is it according to the will of God? In 1 John chapter 1, verse 17, it says that this world, the things of this world, will pass away. Only those who obey the will of God will endure forever. So the things that I pursue, is it according to the will of God? If it is not, then you better change it now. It's not to say students no longer need to study anymore, or that you're married, you don't have any kids anymore. But in the very center, the very core of your being, what is it that you are going after? What is it that you want? The third question. Am I doing all that I can to live according or pursuing this particular goal? And you may be able to write a very, very attractive purpose for your life. But it's just something that you frame and you put on the wall to look at. Something that you can probably tell someone, maybe boast about. But I want to ask, are you living for it with all of your strength and mind? If it's real, let's do it for real. If it's false, if it's fake, then rewrite it. And be diligent before God and say, God, what am I living for? Do I have a clear direction? Is it according to your will? Does it have eternal value? Am I really living for it today? But Sister Paul knows what he's running after. He says, what things were gained to me, these I've counted lost for Christ. Yet indeed I've also counted all things lost. And for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. For whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and counted them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. So dear brothers and sisters, if your life wants to grow or be joyful, you must have a very clear goal that has eternal value, and you're living for it with all of your might. Or else you have even not the strength to move. You have no basis for joy. And when you truly have these things, there's a power that moves you. Because you know what you're running after. Because you know you're going after the excellent. You're going after the very best of God. There's nothing better than this one particular thing. Paul says, I count gaining Christ as the most excellent prize. And his goal is so focused. And there are nothing that would distract him. And it's such a high priority that nothing can compare to it. I heard that the story of Robin Hood when he shoots an arrow.
Okay, 30 meters
away, probably twice the
distance.
And within 10 seconds, he could shoot 3 arrows. And the very first arrow would strike the bullseye. The second arrow would split the first arrow. And the third arrow, you know, would split that second arrow. This is incredible, right? So this entire person is focused on that target. I am wowed by you guys. You can write your final paper. And there's iPod on one side of your and you're talking with your friend through another. And your screen has 10 different windows and you're talking to different people. And your left foot can actually pamper your dog that is right next to you. I don't know how in the world you compartmentalize your brain. And you can actually get an A on your paper. Man. If you're not focused, other things will take away your resources. Take away your time, your energy, your love, your passion, your resources, everything you care about. It would take it away. So Paul's life is actually very simple. Because his goal is very clear. And his entire person is very focused. It's focusing on obtaining Christ. From the time that he wakes up to the point that he turns away. Every person that I come across, everything that I encounter, my thoughts, my mind, my words, everything has something to do with Christ. Christ is all and all. And everything that I encounter, I want to give Christ. And then I have wasted an opportunity. Then I've lost an opportunity. So Paul says, make the most of every opportunity to treasure your time. Because all your opportunities are in time. And when time passes you by, opportunities passes you by. I don't know how many times I said these words in the past few years. But for true and honest to ourselves, so many of these opportunities we've wasted.
就是我们要不甘心。
But sister, we cannot be satisfied.
所以当保罗看见这件事的时候
，So when Paul saw this,
他不仅仅把整个 priority 升高
，He not only elevated the priority of getting Christ,
也可以跟耶稣
Nothing can compare with Christ.
他不仅仅让他的人生这么 focus。
Not only is his mind becoming so focused,
on
Jesus Christ,
he
would simplify his life completely.
But then he says,
fear and tremble. Work out your own salvation. He said, why with fear and tremble? It's not the eternal damnation that will cause you to be afraid.
It's that Paul 不敢再叫劝出一笔教会，是他自己的见证。我们不能再浪费任何的机会。
But Paul was warning the people of Philippi that do not waste your opportunities.
我们一直在想，到底现在这边有什么事情会叫人恐惧战惊
？But then, so I was actually thinking, I was preparing.What are the things that will bring about fear and trembling for people nowadays?
Aaron, you have some money to bring this.
Aaron, are there anything that will cause you to tremble? Praise God, there are things that will still cause you to fear. Nothing will cause you to tremble, then you want to tremble a little bit.And Paul, when he says faith, he says he actually has an attitude of being fearful. Because every opportunity is so precious. So a couple of weeks ago, when we had our Friday night fellowship, the brothers around me at our table, I was asking them what are the things that cause you to be afraid. And we had a ceremony where the brothers had an opportunity to renew their vows, and previous records, two-thirds of the couples actually had a baby right afterwards. They say for that they fear and they tremble. And I'll let you guys guess who this particular sister is. But sister, we really see how precious Christ is. And we see how limited our life is. And the world and Satan is doing all that he can to take away our resources and our strength to pursue Christ. And we need to be alert. And Paul says, alert is the point where you are fearful and you tremble that your salvation may be worth doubting you. Because if we are not serious enough, we're wasting our life away every day. Every single day we're wasting away opportunities. Paul says that all things that I will grow and be connected to the Godhead. So if we do not grow our circumstances, we're wasting those opportunities. But we truly receive Christ and we've grown. Our lives have changed. Our relationship with Him has changed. Our purpose, our value, everything about us has changed. It will bring about joy. If your life is transformed and changed, it will bring about joy. The relationship with the Lord changes and will bring about joy. If your life has a purpose, has a direction, has an eternal value, it will bring about joy. So Paul says to them, though it is wonderful for me to be with the Lord, but I know for me to remain is far more beneficial for you. That I will come to cause your faith to grow and to be joyful. Paul has already reached a particular realm. His entire person, he himself, he is growing, he is progressing forward, and he's joyful. And he knows that no matter where God takes him and puts him anywhere, he will cause the people around his life to grow and to be joyful. And we pray the church of Philippi could be this way. We certainly pray that our church would be this way. We certainly pray that all the brothers and sisters from different localities, that your church is in the same way. That we all could grow and be joyful. Paul is so certain about his ability to influence others. He knows his function, he knows his worth, he knows his value, and he has he's very sure of himself. And everybody, let's be proactive. No longer go through your days. Don't go through your days without purpose and without true value. Fear and tremble and work out your salvation. And at the same time, in all things, everything we encounter, we need the lay hold of Christ. We bring about a spiritual influence. Somebody asked John Wesley one time, why is everyone attracted to your preaching? He says, I let myself burn. And if you're burning, people will come and see, why are you burning? But sister, whether individually, small groups, or church as a whole, I think we're missing this fire. We're not burning. We speak, we share, but we personally we lack that passion. We sing, we continue to go to meetings, but we lack that fire. We lack that fire. But just when you let that fire burn, true faith will bring us into the realities of all spiritual things. Everything will come alive. A small candle, when it was bought, and that candle asked the person that bought him and said, why did you purchase me? I want to put you on a lampstand. Oh, lighthouse, I'm sorry. That all those who are lost at sea would find their way home. That's not just such a small candle or a small lighthouse impossible. He said, the person that bought him said, don't worry. That person took the candle and brought them to the lighthouse right where that big lamp is. The candle realized all of a sudden that all the mirrors are aligned. A small candle that is lit. And all the light that reflected across that mirror became a focus beam. And those who are lost in the darkness of the sea, they know their way home. Just like a preacher said one time when he was most despaired. He walked past the window and he saw this ad. This black paper. This one small candle. And there was one phrase. Out of all the darkness of the world, it cannot cause you not to shine. But sister, don't look lightly at yourself. We want to ask God not only to cause us to burn, to bring light to others. We may be a person that may kindle the people around us. This candle may be small. I may light up maybe 100 other people. Maybe I've lit Wesley or Moody. That we may have lit someone that God can really use. It begins with our own family. Let's sing that hymn that we sang earlier. It's glory just to walk with Him.
信心帮我们带进神的同在。
Faith brings us into the presence of God.
让我们能够跟主过我们一天的生活。
That each day we may live with God.
在每一个环境里面，要来跟
他。The circumstances we may live with God.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。